Radio Prague News.
The Czech government has signed agreements with 16 churches on 59 billion crowns of financial compensation, a part of a broad property restitution deal. Several members of the judiciary are under investigation by the organized crime unit of the Czech police, according to a Czech TV report. And the police have broken up a drug smuggling ring which supplied marijuana and crystal methamphetamine to Germany. Prime Minister Petr Nečas on Friday signed agreements with 16 churches and religious societies on financial compensation amounting to 59 billion crowns for property confiscated by the communist regime. The agreement is part of a broad property restitution deal approved by Parliament last year. The churches are set to receive funds over a period of 30 years. After that time, they will receive no public funding. The agreement has come under criticism from the opposition, which on Thursday lodged a last-minute complaint against it with the Constitutional Court. The court secretary said on Friday it would be proper for the Czech government to postpone signing of the contracts until the Constitutional Court delivers a verdict on the issue. In the latest news, the Baptist Union in the Czech Republic rejected the agreement with the government on financial compensation, the group's head Milan Kern said on Friday. The church was set to receive some 228 million crowns under the deal. However, Mr. Kern said they would rather fund their church with contributions from members. The Baptists are the only church which took part in the property restitution negotiations that eventually refused to sign the agreement. The group has around 2,500 members. Several members of the judiciary are under investigation by the organized crime unit of the Czech police, according to a report by Czech TV. The broadcaster said that among those investigated was Prague District Judge Ondřej Havlín. The police reportedly interrogated several people on Thursday and are now searching public offices for evidence. Prague Supreme Attorney Lenka Bradáčová said more details of the case would be released over the weekend. This year's deficit of Czech public finances should not exceed 3% of gross domestic product, Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek said on Friday. Mr. Kalousek's remarks came in reaction to an estimate by the European Commission, which predicted that the deficit would reach 3.1% of the country's GDP. Keeping the gap below 3% would bring an end to the excessive deficit procedure launched against the Czech Republic by the European Commission in 2009, Mr. Kalousek said. The finance minister, however, warned that the target could only be met provided that the European economy does not experience any dramatic downturn this year. The head of the European Commission, José Manuel Barroso, would like to meet with the Czech president-elect Miloš Zeman as soon as possible, EU Commissioner for Enlargement Stefan Füle said following a meeting with Mr. Zeman in Prague on Friday. Miloš Zeman invited Mr. Barroso to Prague shortly after his victory in the first ever direct presidential election last month. The president-elect said both officials could fly the EU flag over Prague Castle, a gesture the outgoing president Václav Klaus consistently rejected. Around one-third of homeless people living in the Czech Republic seek assistance, according to a new survey by the Czech Statistical Office and social services providers, which was released on Friday. About the same number of them also have jobs. The survey counted 11,500 homeless people living in the country. However, the real number of the homeless could be as much as three times higher. The highest number of the homeless, 2,600, was registered in the Northern Moravian Silesian region, followed by Prague and South Moravia. In cooperation with their German colleagues, the Czech police and customs officials have arrested four men suspected of smuggling illicit drugs from the Czech Republic to Germany, a spokesman for the Czech customs said on Friday. The officers also confiscated marijuana and crystal methamphetamine worth around 7 million crowns, as well as hundreds of thousands of crowns in cash. The police believe the men were in charge of an extensive drug smuggling network with links to Vietnam. If convicted, the men could face up to 18 years in prison. Viktoria Plzeň have advanced in football's Europa League after a 2-0 home win over Napoli, which gave them a remarkable 5-0 aggregate victory over the Italian side. The goals in Thursday's second leg came from Kovařík and Tetzel. Sparta Prague, meanwhile, have exited the competition. Trailing 1-0 after the first leg in Prague, they gave Chelsea a scare when a goal from David Lafata put them ahead for a long period of the game. However, an equalizer in time added on killed the Czechs' hopes for forcing the tie to extra time. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The weekend will be mostly overcast with snow across the country. Daytime highs should range between minus 3 and plus 1 degrees Celsius. My name is Andrej Trendec, the end of the news.